You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Undefeated WBO heavyweight champion Tyson Fury, that's right, the Fighting Gypsy, of course, the lad that fights out of the UK. Well, he's going to be fighting in the UK in July, of course, taking on Vladimir Klitschko in a rematch. And, of course, they announced this fight this weekend. You know, Tyson Fury says a lot of things, but Tyson Fury really doesn't say this too often.
Does that look like a fighter's body? Shame on you, my friend.
Shame on me.
Shame on you. Shame you let a fat man beat you.
Can't stand it. Shame
so,
on me.
You know, a fat man's beat him and relieved him of all his belts. I don't take boxing seriously, as you can tell. I don't care about boxing. It's mainly about getting a few quid and putting the food on the table. That's it. That's your professional. And if that's all a professional can do, then God help us all. Because what's the point in practicing your job for 40 years if you can't beat a fat man? So, credit to him if he can beat me in the rematch. This time he beat a fat man. Boom.
Interesting. Tyson Fury, of course, 25-0, taking on Vladimir Klitschko. It'll be in the UK, Wembley Stadium. Of course, HBO will probably air this fight back here in the United States of America. Straight up, there were fights tonight on Showtime and Fox, the regular Fox network as well. Zach, tackle, what's happening? Andre Berto and Victor Ortiz hooked it up. What happened?
Well, they hooked it up, and it ended in the fourth round. Berto was dropped in the second round by Ortiz, and Berto dropped Ortiz twice en route to a fourth-round stoppage at the StubHub Center in Carson.
Of course, does Andre Berto look world-class, or this is a battle of two guys on the downslide?
I think Andre Berto could still beat a lot of welterweights. I mean, Ortiz does have power, so him getting dropped by Ortiz isn't necessarily the worst thing in the world. And I don't know. I mean, I think his boxing skill has improved in recent years, but we'll have to see him against a real top welterweight.
Now, we talked about Tyson Fury. You saw Anthony Joshua a couple of weeks ago take care of Charles Martin. Charles Martin, of course, coming with a good record, and he had a good trainer, and he had a good name, and that was a problem. That was probably about it. I guess Larry Merchant was sort of cool when Larry sort of called him a bit of an average journeyman type of fighter before he even fought Joshua. Larry was being kind to him, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. I mean, if you saw that fight with Tsar Glaskov, it was a strange win that he got. I mean, it was for one of Tyson Fury's vacant belts, the IBF belt, I believe it was, and he basically injured Glaskov had like an ankle injury.
His knee was some crazy thing went out, and of course Martin was the winner, and then Martin cashes right in because, you know, Martin, let's be honest, I mean, he had like 19 knockouts or 21 knockouts and 23 wins and against no losses in a draw, but he fought a lot of guys like Scott Cuddy, Cad Wilder, and myself. Not Zach. He fought Zach. He might anyway. But the bottom line is, he didn't fight too many guys. Let's change subjects a little bit. Let's talk about the fight tonight on Showtime. Badu Jack of Las Vegas, and of course, I'm talking about the kid from up north, Lucien Boot. Lucien Boot, they went to a draw. Was it a well-deserved draw or what?
Yeah, it was a close fight. I mean, it was the type of fight that could have gone either way. And then so was DeGale's fight, which this set up an eliminator between Badu Jack and James DeGale. I mean, it's a unification match between them, so that's going to be kind of interesting to see. I mean, maybe that one will end up being a draw as well.
Okay, so Floyd Mayweather is hitting at the comeback, talking about coming back. He's been having talks with CBS and Showtime, wants to make $70, $80, $100 million, some stuff like that. Is there a market for him to come back and fight Zach? Zach, I'll ask you this. Would you pay money to see Floyd Mayweather fight again, especially considering the guys he's fought over the past 3 or 4 years?
He'd have to fight the right opponent. For me, I'd pay to see him fight like Golovkin or someone like that.
And that's
it, right? You know.
And that's it.
About it.
I mean, who else would you want to see him fight? I mean, he'd be a, you know, I don't know. I think Floyd Mayweather is really pushed the envelope too far. I think he stayed too long. I don't think that he realized that, you know, his day is done, man. And nobody, you know, nobody wants to see anybody get hurt. But he's done his best to avoid punishment. He says he doesn't want to end up like Muhammad Ali and things like that. Well, guess what? 49-0, take all the money you've earned, just go away. Okay, let's talk some combat sports. Let's talk a little UFC. John Jones, a winner last week over Yvonne St. Peru. Of course, that sets up the UFC 200 rematch between Daniel Cormier and John Jones. I'm going to go with John Jones here. I think he's going to smoke Daniel Cormier this time. I think he's going to go out there to stop him. I think the bad blood is real. Talk to me, Zach.
No, I think you're absolutely right on that. I mean, I think John Jones has been doing this power lifting. I think he's going to come in with a little more power. He didn't look so great in the last fight. I mean, he just looked like he was getting tired to me. And we haven't really seen that from John Jones. He hasn't gotten really like tired in a fight, but by the end of the second round, he was looking a little gassed. So,
well, maybe those testosterone levels were a little off again. Remember?
It could have been something like that. I mean, his camp was saying they thought the powerlifting was an issue.
Well, the powerlifting, I remember when he had the testosterone level of an 85-year-old man. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it was like
that.
It was like
caught, I think that was.
Yeah, it was like.
After the first Cormier.
Yeah, it was like crazy, man. It was crazy. I mean, he couldn't be 85 years old. Anyway, we've got some upcoming fights in the world of the UFC. Of course, we've got Fabrice Verdun defending the world championship. That's going to be down in Brazil. That's going to be on May the 14th. But Alistair Overeem and Andre Arlovski, talk about two former champions, one Strikeforce, one UFC. These guys are going to do this in Rotterdam over in the Netherlands, which means, you know what that means. That means Dana White's going to sneak a whole lot of Lebanese hash back on that private plane of his. You know that.
Yeah, he has to. I mean, I'd be upset if he didn't, honestly.
But Arlovski and Overeem here, both guys are fading. Who's fading the most here?
I would say I think Overeem has a little more left than Arlovski. I think they both are kind of similar in a way because they have that knockout power, but they both have really weak chins. So it's almost like who lands first, and they both have been fighting so cautiously. But I think I favor Overeem in that fight.
Okay, the best looking man in MMA, Antonio Silva, taking on Stefan Struve here. I want to talk about that. But he is the best looking man in MMA, isn't he, Antonio Silva?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
It really doesn't.
They have to stop the women in the audience from coming out and stopping him from walking to the octagon.
Folks, he looks like a gorilla, and yet I saw chicks jumping all over him in San Jose. They were following him into an elevator. I kid you not, he's a 7-foot gorilla, but he looks like a gorilla, and he got chicks. What can I say? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This has been your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization, a.k.a. the WBO. You can find the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com, where soon you'll find a home for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Listen to it live or delayed at WBOboxing.com in the coming days.